We welcome you back inside the Cacique pregame show. Rough Riders and Rockhounds getting set for the first game of this six-game series in the home opener. Last week, we got a chance to sit down with John Taylor for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Let's get you part two of that interview on the Cacique pregame show.
I want to dive into your past just a little bit, growing up in Oregon. What was your relationship like with baseball growing up?
I was always really small. I took eighth grade twice because I was like 4'10", 90 pounds. And going into my freshman year, which would have been my sophomore year, I was 5'1", 110. And I didn't really grow until my junior year of high school. So I honestly didn't figure out that I was, like, pretty good at baseball until I was, like, 21, my sophomore year of college. So growing up, I'll give you this. I was a dog from, like, 6 to 10 years old. Then everyone started growing. I was really good. But I mean, me and my brother played wiffle ball every single day growing up. My dad would take us out, hit a ton of ground balls to us. And I mean, I've always loved it. It's just, it's tough to play when you're the little fella, but I'm glad I stuck with it. And I'm glad I had a huge support behind me, just to tell me to keep playing. That's the big thing. You get really good when you get older. Not saying I'm old. I'm about to be 25, which feels old in this organization. Just because we have a bunch of young bucks that are just as good as everybody, but I'm rambling, aren't I?
Good. You said that moment of realization was 20 when you were 21.
Yeah.
What was that moment of realization?
I just started hitting home runs and stuff. I mean, I don't know. I was bigger than other people on the field for the first time in my career, and I was on time with a fastball for the first time in my life. So, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned your dad wanted to make sure you had that defensive versatility.
Yeah.
What was your baseball relationship like with your dad?
Oh, I mean, all growing up, it was harsh. It was really harsh until I, like, harsh as in, like, we got to go. You got to get more hits. You had a bad day. Come on, build off it. And I took it as, this guy's mad at me. But he just wanted me to get better, and that's essentially what I wanted, too. I just didn't understand that as a kid. But it was like that up until, like, I started playing good in college ball. And he's like, all right, you know what you're doing. And he's like, he really only gives me tips right now when I'm struggling, but he always tells me, never too high, never too low. Don't get too excited when you're doing good, because you're gonna have bad days because it's baseball. And never be too low, because you know it's gonna come back around. So, really, he helped me a lot in the consistency aspect. Just coming every day, even if it's good or bad.
It's a new day. You mentioned your brother as well. You guys have a social media presence with the Baseball Bat Bros.
Yeah.
We talked yesterday about how that came about, but how much fun has that been to do that with him and see the success of the channel?
Oh, it's the success part is not even it. It's just like, it's so much fun going out to the different fields we hit at and trying out these bats that we've never used before. And we're really geeks about baseball bats. I don't think people get that enough. We love hitting with bats so much. That's why we started doing it. So that's really going out and just trying to hit the ball as hard as we physically can with these brand new bats. It's, I mean, that sounds pretty fun, doesn't it? Yeah. And that's the best part. It's really taken us down some avenues that we never thought we'd go down. I remember talking to my brother growing up, like, dude, imagine if we got, like, if it was, like, free for us to hit with every bat. Because we'd go to sporting goods stores all the time and just pick them up and feel them, just be like, this one's obviously the best. But it's cool now that we get to test them out and actually rank them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my brother's really doing that whole thing now, though. He's just killing it. So, I'm looking forward to every video that comes out.
What's the coolest thing that's come about from that you didn't expect? Coolest perk?
Coolest perk of the Bat Bros... the fields we get a hit at, probably.
Yep.
Like, I was a San Francisco Giants fan my whole life. I think I can say that. Go Rangers, but I liked the Giants growing up. 2010 World Series champions. I know that's a tough subject. Anyways. Seeing AT&T Park every day, my whole life, watching on TV screen, and going to get a hit there the last couple years has been nuts. Like, oh. It's so much bigger than you expect when you get on the field. Like, the fences are huge, and the letters on the fences are huge. So, as I've kind of played out here in high A, now double A, it's starting to become more of a real thing to me. It's not as much of kind of a fantasy. So I got to humble myself and just be like, all right, I can't idolize the MLB players or the fields anymore because I want to, you know, kick butt at that stage. So it's not as cool anymore, but the first couple times it was sweet, yeah.
Did you put one in McCovey Cove?
Yeah. Yep. Past couple times I've went up. We got some hard baseballs we use that really fly, so...
A little insider secret.
Yeah.
John Taylor, our guest here. John, thanks so much for joining us here on the pregame show, and we're really looking forward to having you this year.
Yeah. Let's go get another win tonight. Yesterday was a lot of fun, so let's keep this win thing going.
Sounds good. We'll be right back.